Cape Talk. A Worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS out to 30674 now and you could save on car insurance. And if you don't, ask them for 500 Rand. Good morning, Adam. Let's start in Manhattan at the Chamber of the United Nations Security Council. A historic call for a Gaza ceasefire. This time, no veto to stop it.
Yes, no veto from the United States, which has previously stepped in and blocked it, this time 14 votes to none, although the US abstained. But essentially, that is a resolution passed by the United Nations saying there should be an immediate ceasefire. And of course, what that meant was immediately Israel pulled out of a delegation trip to meet up with American officials, feeling snubbed. A change in the US policy. It certainly is a change in the US policy. I don't know if it's entirely intended as a snub as such. Maybe it's just a looking at the plight of Palestinians in Gaza kind of attitude. Also immediately fighting overnight between Hamas and Israeli forces, but certainly gunfire and explosions heard in some parts of Gaza. So the immediate call, an immediate ceasefire, and yet there's fighting. Doesn't that sometimes happen? But it's a step forward because there's one way of resolving conflict is to have a more united world seeking a resolution to it. In this case, a United Nations resolution.
And then China's attack on democracy, claims of data theft in the US and the UK.
Yeah, it must have been coordinated. Nobody actually said it was, but the fact that both the UK and US released their reports on the same day about alleged Chinese hacking, and in the UK it was about interference in the Electoral Commission, essentially taking data, 40 million voters' personal details. Well, I voted in the last election. That must have been me, therefore. They must have my data. They must know where I live. Does that make any difference at all? I mean, I constantly buy things from Amazon that come from China. They know where I live anyway. But there's other stuff and stuff that they're not telling us. And they're absolutely suggesting this was an attempt by Chinese hackers linked to the Chinese state at warping our democracy. In the US, even bigger, in the sense that seven Chinese nationals have been named, talking about a sinister hacking plot, again, linked to the Chinese state. And they say that this ran for 14 years. In the UK, they're talking about 3 or 4 years. But the idea of state-organized hacking operations to get loads of data on us, basically to get the skinny on an entire population, is not on. But the trouble is, we need China. So how do you balance? We need America. How do you balance the two bullies in the playground? It's tricky.
Yeah, I find that sometimes tricky. People who complain about privacy, but they're often the people who are taking photographs and using filters to see just how old they'll look in 30, 40 years' time, not knowing where the origin of that particular image is hosted and served. And there you go, an unknown, possibly nefarious agency has your biometric facial picture of how you look like. And then finally, the world's loneliest house sold in an auction in Norway.
Quite a claim, isn't it? The world's loneliest house. I bet there are some other houses that would challenge this, but they're probably not online and not hearing us at the moment anyway. But this is in Norway, or sort of technically off Norway. The very definition of getting away from it all. This house is sold on an isolated island. In fact, it's so small, it's not even an island. It's an islet off the northern coast of Norway. Skalmen is the farthest flung islet in an archipelago. A house stole. It's actually an old lighthouse. It's not even a sort of a complete house, but this is how isolated it is. Skalmen, if you wanted to get there, you'd have to take a flight to Oslo, then another flight on a small plane to Molde, then a 3-hour drive, 2 ferry crossings, and then you'd have to get yourself a private boat for the final 7 kilometers or so. And then you arrive on an islet that is a bird reserve and therefore barred to visitors for 3 months of the year. So you couldn't be visited. You couldn't throw your dinner party between May and July, basically. Yes, there was a fevered bidding war. You think, really? It's a long way from anywhere. Anyway, eventually it went for 2.5 times its estimated value. And I'm guessing that the couple who bought it, Andreas Bijeroy and his wife Mona Cruz Bijeroy, are not party animals. I like to think, yeah, there'll some quiet solitude, some simple reading, and some conversation. That'll be it, won't it?
Adam, if the world's loneliest house goes to a psychiatrist, does it get diagnosed with a complex or a duplex? And it's a very sad one story. I'm sorry, Adam.
You're a fool.
Thank you. You're not the first person to tell me that today on the radio. Adam Gilchrist is back tomorrow with The Worldview.